Certainly, look, it's a game that's always been on the horizon. It's a game we haven't really spoke about until yesterday morning. Myself and Kevin have spent a lot of time working on the European tie. So, look, we understand they're a very good side. They're a good side. Is it a winnable game? Yes, it's a winnable game. As I said previous to this, you know, we've fought so hard to get onto Europe. We want to stay in it. It's not just a swan song for us. We want to go over here and give a good account of ourselves. We've looked at all our strengths. We think we've found a couple of weaknesses, but it's going to be very difficult. We have a lot of guys playing in Europe for the first time, and some of our more experienced players, Adam Hamill's playing in Europe for the first time in his career, and really looking forward to it. You know, so there's a mixed bag going on there, but at the same time, you know, over the course of recent history, we haven't progressed through too many rounds of Europe. So we want to be the standard setters here. We want to try and get through this round and see where the next one takes us. But look, for us to get through this round, we're going to have to be really at the top end of our game and make sure that we give nothing careless away and that we're as creative as what we were on Friday night.
Obviously, because it's a one-off tie and winner takes all situation, that's sort of... it benefits you in an away leg, if such, you know, before an away leg you've been like trying an away goal or what. Now it's, we just had they won.
Well, absolutely, but I would also like to have brought them back to Brandywell. You know, a two leg gives you the option of, you know, you might be slightly off in one game and can pull it back on the other. But look, it is what it is. We've fought hard to get in here. We want to make sure that when we're here now, we stay here. And plus, financially, it's of huge benefit to the club. You know, but I do understand that coming in at this round is a slight disadvantage. I see all our teams come in at the first round qualifier and are able to progress, but look, we're really looking forward to it. It's a game that, you know, you'll remember and when you're finished playing and finished managing. You know, I don't want to look back in 5 or 6 years' time and say, I wish I had done this or I wish I had done that. It is now very much about now, and we've got to make sure that everything we do with a goal of getting through this round of Europe.
Obviously, the only sort of only player out would be Ali. Everybody else seemed to be fit, and obviously new signing can't play. That's right.
No, that's right. But look, we've real competition for places. When you see Gerardo Bruno not making a bench on Friday night, it shows you know what we're up against in terms of you've got to work hard to get on the R team. That's no reflection of Gerardo because he's been excellent for us. Just felt that on that given night, it was different players for different for the game. But there's competition for places now. We can replace like for like. You know, you're bringing James Akintunde on the other night, scores a fantastic goal. Bringing Stevie Mullen on the other night, Kieran Harkin, real top players. So, look, it's what we've always wanted to do at this club is make sure there's competition for places. And at the end of the day, that's a very quick season, and you know you're going to have to keep rotating. And look, we're going into the game full of confidence, but we also back these players that they're more than capable of going out here and getting a good result.